Start. It's gonna be a good one.
I got an invitation, you're invited. Just leave your worries at home and I got this. You got your man, but I know we ain't working it. I got a show for you, girl. I got a show for you. Follow me.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everybody. I hope you're having a good Friday. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We started out tonight with Point and Click Polka by Linda Irwin. It flipped to Chemistry with our wonderful Woody and his friend Keith. Then we turned around and it went back to Point and Click Polka, ending up with Welcome to Everybody by our wonderful Baruch and our introduction to Psychics Gone Wild. I say we because those of you in the chat room know it's our wonderful night. We are having a little bit of wild last night of Mercury retrograde, and so just kind of smile and go with it. We have the phenomenal, the one, the only, the not only actor but producer, psychic medium, community activist, just the fun person that does seances. You got to get a hold of her if you want to talk about witchcraft. She is a witch and she does admit it. We all know we love her because she's Patty Negri. Patty, how are you doing?
I am so good. I am sitting here in the driest Southern California and we finally have rain. Crazy rainstorm. And just about the time you called, Jethro, this crazy thunderstorm started. So I hope we don't lose electricity, but we get thunder like every 17 years, whether we need it or not. It's fabulous. It's like I can feel the electricity. It's going to be good.
I'm feeling it. I love that. Now, and I see in a Native American way, the power and the energy of a thunderstorm is bringing energy in and you'll feel the power generate. Can you enlighten a little of us that are new to Wiccan, or what would you say as a witch? What do you say? What would the power do to you as a thunderstorm coming in?
Okay, well, thunderstorm, again, you're going to get the natural, the science part, the electricity, everything. Literally, there is electricity in the air. There's movement, there's shift, there's change. But also lightning, as far as from the pagan-y point of view, lightning is like that lightning strike. It's that moment of inspiration. That is that moment of, aha, I get it. That moment between heaven and earth when we go, wow, it's like the dragon strike, the lightning strike. It's that big, oh, after all these years, I get it. I get it. And so there's a little bit of that mixed in with the lightning. It's good. It's like really good to open up everything, that understanding, the senses, the clarity.
I love that. Now, and those of you tuning in, this is Jethro and Patty, and we've got quite a few on the phones. Hang on, because we are having Mercury. Those of you know what it's doing. It's out there, and it's being retrograde, meaning it's going backwards. It's causing a little conflict for those in the communication. The really excellent thing is it brings out the unhidden things in your work or your daily affairs that may be getting missed. So it'll bring it out to the light. You'll say, oh, that's why it's been going like that. I put the wrong number down on that one. I put this. So those of you are having the last of it. We know that when it's it will go into the energy and you'll be able to experience it. Hello? We got it going. It's going. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, my computer just turned on by itself to this show. It's gone now. Are you okay?
We are, and we laughed. It was just really out of this world, and they were like, wait, whoa. And I'm like, okay, so I did. I'm like,
the thunder and the lightning. Yeah, sorry. There's fine radio for you. That's my professionalism.
We are here, and we're going to grab those phones. 256, I hope you're ready to get your kicks. We're here. Patty and Jethro, what do you know?
Hey, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Great, and it's good to hear from you, Kimberly. It's been a little while. I know you were working on some projects over there, and then I haven't heard from you. And I always tease our regulars. You know, I are you one of our Facebook friends? Because I've been trying to get on there with the ones of it.
I am.
Good. We welcome you. And Kimberly, I know that you're here tonight with me and Patty, and Patty's having thunder. You're having wild energy, and I'm sitting here in Florida drinking, sipping, and I'm playing with all these toys I've got for my grandkids. They're going to be all wore out by the time they get them, but they have the coolest stuff. I'm like, I can't believe what I got. So, Kimberly, talk to us a little bit here. Let's talk about questions and see what we've got that we can help you with.
Yeah, I just want to know, I'm on a new path, but I'm applying to PA school, but in between that, that's going to take about the process is a year, and I just want to know what to do next when it comes to jobs, because I really don't want to teach next year. I really want to do something else, you know, before I go to school, so I just want some insight about that.
Ooh.
What is PA school? Physician assistant?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm in LA. I'm thinking production assistant? No, that's probably not it. She's not. What I'm getting is it something that goes within the field, or like a support staff within the field that you want to go to, that you want to go into while you're going to school. Somewhere halfway in between what you're doing now and with going into the medical field, I think there's something, I'm not getting a clear picture on what it is, but don't you see that, Jethro, that there's this like little niche thing that could just be brownie points for the physician assistant when she goes there and be a really nice transitional phase?
I do, and I see what the angels and the guides are working with here. They're saying that it's going to that point, and I think that's where you're having your other qualm, Kimberly, is you're ready for the new phase of something a little different, but working within your area. I keep feeling like it has to do with, like, counseling or something around what you're doing. You still are in the area you've got. You're using your degree, but it's also putting you into something that's going to be able to utilize it a little bit more in a different way.
Okay.
And they keep telling me that you're at a point where things are hitting you a little bit different here. I'm feeling a little bit of stress from you, Kimberly. I've never felt that. We always laugh and act silly. We have the craziest laughs. I've had people tease me. If they go back in the archives, there's times where me and Kimberly have laughed for 6 minutes straight. I had someone tell me. And I said, why were you timing that? I mean, did I ask you? And they laughed. I said, no. I said, well, okay, that's kind of weird. So just so you know, we can laugh if we want to laugh. But I just love you, Kimberly. We both were just being there. And I feel that that's what they're showing me, that there's something happening. I'm also picking up a real tension here, concerning some other things that are going on. You're not sure if you're, like, I feel like there's a little uncertainty in where you're at or something. There's something going on in what you're looking at. Is it the job, the place itself, or why am I picking up the uncertainty from you?
No, the uncertainty is about a relationship. It has nothing to do with
Ooh, here we go, girl. See, I knew I'd get it out of you. You was calling me, you're going to ask me about career. I'm going right to the love life. I want to know. I'm picking up here some things. The guys are telling me with you and the energy that it's very much needed in the relationship. And I do think that what Patty was saying with the career going with it, but I do see that relationship is affecting it. You're trying to be really logical and diplomatic, and love's going, oh, no, we got a little surprise for you. That's what I'm feeling. So it's a good thing, but I see that it's going to affect, you know, it's obviously going to affect it. And I feel like part of it is you're going, okay, I'll be able to go this part of my relationship. I'll keep myself handling this way, and everything will be okay. And the guys are like, we're putting you where we want you to be, Kimberly. And I feel that little niche, I'm not sure why. I can't get it, Patty. Have you been able to? They don't want us to tell her for some reason. There. So we're going to go. I know Patty's with us. She's probably getting a little bit of crazy. The electricity's out there. They said she's with us, so we're going to continue on.
I just came back.
Hello, Patty.
I just came back. I was gone.
They grab us and they wild us around. 310, we went through Kimberly, we're to you, and now me and Patty want to see what to do. What do you do?
Hi, Jethro. This is Bella. How are you?
Great, Bella. I welcome you calling. We've been sitting here going wild, watching the lightning. You know, Patty gets it every very few years, so we're all excited for her in Hollywood. I get it all the time. I'm in Florida. I had my garden swim away last year. I watched as my garden flowed out of the rain. I'm like, there went my pickle. He wasn't even grown. He wasn't a baby. It's just that's how it is in Florida. How's it there for you, Bella, in water?
It's good. Well, I just got back to Minnesota tonight, so it's cold.
Oh, Minnesota, girl. You mean frozen water.
Yes, it is definitely. It's quite chilly. So that is definitely a true statement. But hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good. I do have a question. It's a relationship question. So I was seeing this guy, and things were going great. And Jethro, we had talked about it, I think, 4 to 6 weeks ago. And then about a week and a half ago, something happened. And so I'm just wondering when or if you see communication again next, and if you see us being able to fix this.
I do. There was but I there was a definite shift. There was a definite crink in the armor, so to speak. A definite differences
uh-huh.
of some have a definite.
Yeah, no. Someone told him some false statements.
Mm.
Oh no!
It was like birdies in the ear, that type of a thing.
Yeah, and he bought it. He believed it. Have you got a chance to? He really cares about you. You know that, right?
Well, I'm trying to remember that. Yeah, I am. I haven't spoken with him. I tried to reach out to him, and I just haven't. But I will say this. In the next week, I feel like he's going to kind of be, like, shell-shocked because there's going to be a lot of proof that what other people said wasn't true.
Yeah, because I'm feeling a whole lot of sadness and a whole lot of confusion. And again,
yeah.
He wouldn't be that confused if he didn't, on both sides. But I'm pulling some cards here now, so I'm seeing that there is some life force energy. And again, what was good was really good. And I think that he'll see past that, you know, whatever that thing was. And,
yeah.
Will he pass it? Yeah, my rods even say that he will. But again, you guys have to. But the fact that he bought this over you shows another problem as well. That's
uh-huh,
the real
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of. He has a lot of trust issues. Do you know when, like, there's going to be communication?
I'm getting it's not going to be immediate. I won't be real long, but I'm getting. You know, like a week or two or three.
Okay.
Jethro, are you getting something different or same?
No, I'm feeling the same, and I feel like they're telling me that the part of what's happening with your energy is that you guys have got something there with that armor that's got to be handled. I agree with Patty. And when they were saying that time, they're showing me that it isn't just the trust issues with you two together. They're showing me another love. And I want to thank you, Bella, because I know that a lot of times someone will call in, and I had someone say it tonight. You're asking something that a lot of people are wanting to know. So when you're dealing with a relationship and what we're getting here and what me and Patty are seeing, I see you being able to bring this up to a new level. I want you to do a little magic. I want you to sit down and do a little candle where you've anointed it with, let's say, rose, and you put some metaphysical feelings here with it, and put that there to open the lines with you two to talk together. I had a friend that teased me. It's called Nohanna. It's Nohanna, Nohanna. And I did it for a person for me, and I did it for her, actually. And she was asking for her relationship. I put it on a red candle. I did the anointing. Those of you reading it, they're like, Jethro, what are you saying? I'm telling her to sit down and do some light magic. It's going to help the relationship. I did it for the friend because I knew that she was having some situations. She lives in a town that's just freaked out even with this. It does work. And what was really impressive is it cleared up some of these things there. I'm feeling that's what we need to do. You've been calling for a while, Bella, and I know that you and this gentleman are really wanting this to happen, but yet these things keep doing it. And I know that that's where the magic comes in good. And, okay, you know, the one friend told me, how are you using herbs to heal yourself? We're telling you to use the herbs to do the energy with your nose, your number one sense, with the energy. The higher force is going to put that strength with fire, which creates together to bring a love and a balance. If you'll call us back, Bella, and let us know what you did with the candle, definitely call on Patty's show with the magic. We do have some people that get scared during the week. They're like, what are you guys doing on Friday? It's like anything that we can magically do that's fun. So call us back and let us know. It's called No Hannah.
I will.
Have you used it, Patty?
Okay. No, I haven't, but it sounds fabulous.
Oh, and it's so beautiful. It's really good. The person that told me here, and I, they asked me, and I did it for a friend. And what I did was I lit the candle, I did the energy, and it really helped. It also was something that just what you're going through here. So I know it's a pattern. I know that you called in. There's a rhyme and a reason for everything. I haven't talked to you in weeks, and that's why. It's like I had a friend say, I just had to call you, Jethro, and I'm going, oh, I got this new thing, and it's called, you know, dragon's blood, and you add it to things, and you work with it, and it'll enhance what you have, and it brings to you financial in business if you want in hand. And he's like, where are you getting these oils? I go, I've made this friend that's really cool into light work, and she listens to the show. Thank you for listening in, Adeline. I know you're over here. She's like, Jethro's promoting my business in Tampa. So,
Dragon's blood is awesome. Also, put a little love in your kitchen. Love in your kitchen. Put more cinnamon. Use more cinnamon and stuff. Meet more apples. It's a love fruit. When you do get together with him, serve a little basil. Literally, because basil causes sympathy.
Okay.
It'll help you talk, especially after an argument. You know, do like little tomato slices with the cheese and some basil on it.
Yeah.
And again, another good thing about love, never cut parsley. It sounds so weird, but tear parsley, rip parsley. It's really bad for love relationships. There's so much kitchen magic stuff. And I don't know why. I mean, I don't usually even tell people stuff like that. I just got a big hit on it for you.
Definitely.
Okay.
See,
sounds
Bella,
great.
You call in with the energy, and I know that I never have broken my noodles. I always cook the noodles like that, and those of you joke about, you know, when they cook spaghetti, but it is an old a tradition with Italians, and it's very true. And I was told by a very good friend of mine way back in the day, and they're like, you always cook your noodles to do it. If you break your noodles, you'll never have lasting love. And I've been very fortunate with love. I will tease you. I can tell you I have one ex who will tease you that they still like me, they don't love me, but there's still a very much energy. And it's because I've had people tell me I've been very fortunate, and I believe it has a factor to do with it. I love with the basil. Patty, I have some parsley, and I've been growing it, and it makes sense because I've been pinching it. I feel like I need to pinch it off.
That's what you do. You pinch it. Almost all the lettuces and things like that, they should be torn or pinched, not cut, but especially parsley for love. And I love your noodles thing. I didn't know that. Hey, I'm going to not ever break my noodles again.
And I've had people tease me when you're doing the noodles. And, you know, you do the fork how you do. If you've ever seen like a really, really good shows, they'll have that where they show them how they eat the noodle. It's al dente. You take the fork and do the noodle. It definitely makes a difference. And I'll tell you the thing you really love like that is that you can feel it. I mean, and I've done this for years. And those of you since, you can feel the difference when it's cooking. I can only describe it as a feeling. It's like I have a son, you know, as all of you know, and I have a son who's a very good cook, and he laughed because I went, oh, what did you do with the noodles? He's went, and I go, he goes, well, Dad, they're easier fit in the pot. I said, Ryan, you let them set, and it boils down. He's like, Dad, that's really bizarre. You know, did Grandma like have a weird pot? You know, he likes to tease me. I said, no, it wasn't a weird pot. Then after I told him, he said, you know, it's funny because I've had problems in relationship. He listens to me, he does the noodles that way, and he goes, my relationships are better. So try the noodles out, call Jethro and tell me. I mean, I love this. It's called Uncle Jethro's Book. It's not out yet, but it's got a lot of this kind of stuff in it. I have a magic cake that we'll talk about a little bit. Patty, when you were talking about the cinnamon, I know that I've always been told if you add cinnamon, nutmeg, and a little bit of like apple spice, you know, the mixture for a pie, in the mixture together with the pie or the cake, and then you mix it slowly, sift it in for a spice cake, that it will bring magic. It'll bring more financials and love to you.
Yeah, because those are all magic, and those are all definitely love foods. Like I was saying, love. Like two people eat an apple together, that's the best thing you can do. Cinnamon itself. So you're putting all the right ingredients in, and then you're baking it. So, hey, yeah, that makes sense.
I love it. We got to come and we can all do this. And I know, have fun. We go out to L.A. We'll do one. We'll come up with a book and we'll do a Patty Jethro Wild Magic one. I bet we can sit down together and put like, okay, what, you know, give me a flavor of something that's really good. I know pumpkin works for your stomach. It's very good for your intestines and works with energy. But what would pumpkin be known for magically?
I don't know. I really don't know. But I'm sure because all the lore and the stories that go with pumpkins and whatever kind of vegetable they are, there it probably is some good, but I honestly off the top of my head don't know.
I love it. I make a pumpkin cheesecake, and I know that's really good. And what's really excellent is I do straight vanilla, and the cheesecake itself is like a New York one. I bake it with it. We've got to figure out what this. So anybody knows, give us a ride and write to us. Tell us what pumpkin does. We got people watching. They're going, it's magic. 361, you're ready for some fun. Let's talk about some magic together. Okay, we are going on with the system. We went to how about 646? Don't run from us. We're only feeding you. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Really great. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
This is Chris.
Chris, welcome to the Friday Wild Hour. How are you? Would you like to, what would you like to talk about? I could feel energy with you. We're talking magic. Is that okay? You?
Sure. Well, I am trying to look for a new job, and I was wondering if you see anything coming forward.
Oh, excellent.
What's your name? Did we get your name?
I'm sorry, Chris.
Oh, Chris. Okay, sorry. I forgot it had been 12 seconds. I'm looking up pumpkin. I'm sorry. It's the lightning. A new job. Oh, I'm seeing a lot of stability coming in. So that usually means a new job. And financial stability and creative. So I think you're going to like it when it comes in. Did you have a bad experience at another job in the recent past?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're holding on to that somehow. Don't allow that to come into your new job. Because I was pulling all these great cards about this great job that's going to be great. But then I pulled this little, something. So just let that flow out.
Yeah, it was a horrible experience.
It's so horrible that I saw it while looking at a new job. You don't want to carry any aspects of that. Just release it, bless it. It's gone. It's over. This is a whole new thing. Don't put any of that energy or fear or anger or confusion or anything in front of you. And if you don't, this job is going to be very, 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 very different. And you can help create it. You can help start seeing what that feels like, tasting it, seeing what that job feels like and going to that work. You're a pretty good manifester, right?
I've had a lot of doors shut in my face. I mean, I wish I am a good manifester, but there's a lot of free will involved. You know, it's about getting a job from,
Okay.
You know, like I want to find a job at the same time. The person has to say yes to hiring me.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But again, and you can't control all of that. There is lots of fun job spells you can do, but I mean, if you're not carrying any of these always as ways of being in with you, or the doubt, or even the belief system that a lot of doors close in your face, you're feeding that. So doors used to close in your face. Starting right now, starting tomorrow morning, doors don't close in your face anymore. And if you go in with that attitude, with that assumption, that is the reality you will create. I believe that with every cell in my body. Not saying another job will never close in your face, but it's going to be a whole different ratio now.
Do you see a time frame for that?
A time frame?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Jethro, jump in if you see anything.
No problem. I'm agreeing with you, Pat. I'm just feeling the energy. Very good.
Two months. I'm getting a big hit on 2 months, but that's not real clear. It could be even before that or close to it. But again, I do see you a little bit more visualization, a little bit more manifestation on your part, a little bit more trust of yourself, of yourself. Don't let it get colored. And it's going to be really good. I just keep pulling really good cards. And when you do get it, pay attention to numbers. When you're getting the contract and your whatever or the job thing, pay close attention to the numbers. Not saying they're trying to cheat you or anything like that. Just either you're going to work with an awareness of numbers or you need an awareness of numbers when you first get hired.
I see.
What do you
great.
Do? Okay, thank you. It's there.
I hope so. I mean, there is a job fair that's coming up in March, and I'm hoping to scoop up something at that job fair. But that's at the end of March. So if you don't see me finding anything there, you know, then...
Well no, that would make sense. That's the end of the March. That again, if I saw 2 months a little bit before, if you might meet somebody there and get a job from that, that makes kind of sense. I mean, it fits into the timeline that I was sort of seeing.
I see.
But
cool.
But you might get one tomorrow. You know, who's to say?
Yeah, I'll keep looking and see what happens, you know. Yeah.
Have faith. Have faith in yourself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I got to tell you, do you drink any kind of teas?
Tea?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've been drinking a lot of tea. Yeah, all sorts of tea, like ginger and hibiscus and dandelion. How'd you know?
The guys are saying that, and they said to add a little bit of mint, you know, and right now is a perfect time. You can get it at any grocery store. You can buy just a little bit of spearmint or any kind of leaf. That, you know, is also put in money, and it works real well. Tonight we've got other people writing. They're like, Jethro, you guys are doing magic. What can I do in my house? There's always magic around your house. Definitely, they said with you in the tea, and they said that I love what you're doing with the other part of the work, is the guide said they're getting you ready for a new situation, and it's the love and the energy of what you've got, Chris. They said that they keep saying teas. They're telling me that the honeys and the other things are okay, but basically look at some of the herbs, take it and go through a little bit of those money ones, the things that make it, you know, that bring it into you real well.
I see. Oh, thank you. Wow. I will definitely do that. Spearmint, you said? Anything green?
Yeah, green. It's like spearmint, especially in green tea, it works well with it. I've had really good success through the years. Like especially as when I'm looking for energy of it, is I will put a little bit in. Stevia, you can buy it now, and you just put a little bit of stevia, you know, because it's a natural sugar. But the two together, what really is good about it is it brings that energy in. As it's steeping, you'll notice that you clear your thoughts and you'll start to feel it. I've had it like something just resonate, and then all of a sudden, you know, a call, a work, a business, you know, and in the work field, it seems to bring, it brings financial to you that way.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. We love all of you guys calling in, and we're going to continue to go a little wilder here. I want to take a second just to hang on. Don't you guys go anywhere on the phones. The phones have went out of this world, or actually within their own world, wherever they are, because I've got them doing a really cool color, but they won't say hello to us. So hang on just a minute. We'll look at this and talk. We've had a lot of individuals asking about how do you tell, and today I got an article, and I laughed. Patty and Jan and a few of the others put down that they were witches on here. The question was, you know, are you or not? There was a lot of questions. Patty, would you tell everybody a little bit of how can they tell if they are a witch or not? I mean, is there kind of criteria that you would say that would put them in that realm?
Yeah, that's a way more complicated question than it sounds like. But again, being a witch does not. There's you could be a Christian witch. You could be a. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I thought I looked. People think that being a witch means being a Wiccan, and it doesn't necessarily so. It might. It may not. Wiccan is a goddess-based, goddess-worship religion. It believes in the male and female god. It's kind of goddess-centric. It's a bit of magic. It's an earth-based religion. They put their earth in their noise, so it's very elemental. It's very elemental. And it's beautiful. I've been doing that for 20, 25 years. But to be a witch does not mean you have to be a Wiccan. You can be a traditional British witch, which is an earth-based system. You could be a Christian witch. You could be a Jewish witch. Like I said, you could be an atheist witch. Being a witch means basically that you take responsibility for your own self, for what you're doing, and you do magic. We are the masters of our own universe. we do believe in magic and moving things and creating things and getting to know spirit and energies and life beyond what is here. And so I don't even know if that's making sense. It's so much more complicated, but it's two things. It's a choice, and it's also a bloodline. I honestly think there's a bloodline. It doesn't mean your literal mother was a witch and your grandmother witch, but it's almost like how people see, how people, as far as the bloodline, how a lot of people, like star children, are like, whether they're half alien or they're half angels, or I call it witch blood. There's angel blood, witch blood, but it really sort of means half divine and half human, like whether it's a fallen angel or a fallen alien or... it's that half divinity. So I believe a lot of people with the gift, with the psychic senses, have that. And again, you don't have to call it witch blood. You could call it angel blood or anything else. But I do believe there's a bloodline aspect to it. I do believe there's a religious choice to it. And to be a witch doesn't have to be religious at all. It could just be a spiritual choice.
I love this. And I feel like... going into the other, realizing, they said that the guides are telling me that that's why a lot of individuals don't even realize until later they were. I know that we had a show a couple weeks ago where the lady had wrote in and asked an email that, you know, asking Patty's advice because she was so startled to find out that she had one of her family had been doing things that they thought were intense. And then I got a lot of emails here, and I had another individual saying, you know, they could relate. They said that, you know, like Patty said there, in a day and a time, you were considered if you just believed in some of the things or some of the stuff we're doing. I know that we had a joke, and for years my mom would laugh. She goes, "I'm not a witch," and we'd always tease about it, and it was a joking, funny thing. In fact, my girlfriend Kay, those of you who've got to meet her or know of her, that was one of the first things my mother told her. She's like, "Kay, I'm not a witch," and Kay laughed. She's like, she didn't know how to take it. She's like, "Your mom's very Native American. She's telling me that she's not a witch," and I said, "Well, she's also letting you know that me and my sister are considered that, and in our way, because of our gift and because of the ability, that I remember a lot of years of it, and I used to think it was cool. I remember being a very tall guy and going, "Oh, he's the witch," and I'd laugh, and it was like, it was kind of a cool thing, and people would tease us when it come time about, you know, "Well, you guys, what do you think from them?" And we learned really quick that that was how people associated our gift, our ability to make things go. To this day, we really tease my sister Linda, my older sister, is if you want something to happen, you ask her, and it's like she will tell you whether it's coming or not. It's just like it just blurts out of her. And she told me once, we joked, she honestly believes, and we've been working on it, that she felt that she was a person that came from a life, and she had a life where she was a witch. For many years, she dreamed of someone trying to burn her at a stake, and, you know, we teased her, and, you know, she has a mystery about her. I mean, it's a very good complimentary thing, and I can say it as a brother, that people just feel this very, you know, intense energy with her. And it's like, Patty, I mean, can you say that? I mean, I know when I met you, you have that, not to be rude or honoring. you have a very positive energy, you know, and Patty's married.
Thank
to her husband, very good. It just resonates from you. You know?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, again, I think it is in the blood. I wasn't raised with any religion or spirituality, but like, spirit just led me here. So if you're led there or you feel it inside you, it's at least worth exploring. And it can mean anything you want it to mean. In olden days, what a witch really just meant, the wise one, it's usually the person out in the country, because it was a very, you know, country, simple folk thing back in England and back in wherever, and they were the ones who did work with herbs and oils, all the stuff you're talking about, Jethro. That meant the witch.
And I, you know, and I thought that, and I laugh because now if you look at an herbalist or all the things like those are with like that, nowadays those of you, you know, we talk about all the time, they're like, what are they doing? What's going on? And it's like people are saying that, like, you know, this is how they work and this is how things are going. Let's look here just a minute. We've got a couple of you guys on the phone. I've got it worked. Bear with us. It's the last day of Mercury retrograde. The excellent part is that we're to the last of it. The frustrating thing is this was one of our worst ones we've had in a long time. I know people are going, okay, how can I get worse? We have a bunch of planets that are going also retrograde. So watch your chart. Notice now what's going to happen this year for you. Check it and look into that a little bit. I always do a lot of mine. I do, I know personally for other clients. I know that this year is going to be a very strong year for people to handle anger, energies, things coming together because of Mars. Also Saturn with karma, as we all know it's in these years. It's a time where people are really working on what they're doing. I had someone tell me, "You're just blaming the planets, Jethro." And it's like, I wish it were that easy. What's really happening is we're in those times that they're really checking us and making sure we work with it. 203, we got you to be on live. Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 203?
size, Woody.
Woody, you rock. You got to hear a few minutes of your new song. I still haven't got the other song. They took it, and I think they kept it. I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to talk to Woody. The guy laughed. He goes, what's happening? So, Woody, what, talk to us. I know that you've been working, making music and getting things together. You said Keith and you were doing. What do you want to talk to me and Wild Patty? I don't think you've met Patty Negri, have you?
I think so.
Hi. Now you have.
How you doing?
Good.
I just want to see what you pick up for me, I guess, what information you have for me.
Career, love life.
Doesn't matter.
Dating at Mini Mart. What do you got? You got
okay, I'm getting a, this is weird. What, I, without looking, I'm getting this big hit of, it's, part of me wants to say blue, part of me wants to say purple. It's that color in between blue and purple. Does that mean anything to you? Something that's going on with you right now?
No.
Yeah? No.
No.
Okay. Because as soon as you started talking, I got this overwhelming sense of this deep, not quite indigo, but this bluey purple thing. Well, it's going to be a power color for you. It's going to be it's something that might pop up tomorrow or next week or not at all. But just when it does, just know that it's going to be a really empowering thing for you.
I think it's his career, Patty. I think, what do you, I don't know if you're probably, you know, knowing this and being on the show, you haven't been in for a while. Patty not only lives in Hollywood, but she's a producer. She does a lot of, in the area where you're headed. Woody's our person that did that song Chemistry and does a lot of other work. He's very musically inclined as a teacher, Patty. And I agree with what Patty's getting. The blue in the communication, the singing. I see the purple being a positive that it's when it's happening. I see that you're going to be working a place. They're showing me you looks like you're working. There's some people there, and it's not even just a curtain, but it's an actual, like a, it looks to me like some kind of a symbology or something there. There's something there that's a big purple object shape, because I'm getting the same color, and it looks like what I feel is that that's when it's going to happen. Someone's listening to your music, someone takes it, it looks like you guys are working on it, and they're showing me that it's like you and Keith have gotten your music to another level. I'm feeling like the kids, they're talking about, are you back home with the, I apologize to be rude, but I feel like there's something going on with the children. Are you back work with the lady and the kids?
I was there for a couple of months, but I'm not there. I didn't get along with her mother, so I moved out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
You know, I keep seeing that this is going to be a positive. So I would also say they're involved around this. This is going to be where things are going to be better, where you can handle not only having your kids and the work, but the energy. And the reason I'm picking this up is Patty got those colors, and they're just real strong. I know, and Patty didn't know this. I mean, Patty's a psychic, so she did know it. But what your children are those two colors.
It's there,
like,
you go.
I feel they're like putting this energy behind you. They're like, you know, Grandma may be cranky, but we want you back or something. There's something going on there because I'm feeling it. I feel they're sending energy.
Yeah,
to you.
They do.
You know, they want you to be successful. I know that, you know, as a, in your career and the work, they're telling me that, and they said that they're putting that energy out there. So, Woody, I apologize for that. You can tell Mercury's a little kooky. This is a different type of reading than you've ever had with Psychics Gone Wild. Talk to us a minute, Jared, if you don't mind. Would you to work with us a little bit, how do you feel about magic? What do you, if someone were to hand you something right now and say, if you burn this and do this, this is going to help bring your success, would you do it or would you be suspicious?
I'll do it. I believe in magic, and I believe what Patty said earlier, that we are responsible of, you know, making our magic in our life. So, yeah, I believe that.
And I'm going to put Patty on the spot. She's going to hang up the phone on me. Patty is so phenomenal. She did a magic spell for us on money, and it worked very well. If you've listened into the archive for a very affordable dollar spell that works, and I learned this from her in California. Patty, is there something that you would suggest? I know in Feng Shui, you put brass in your left side of the house, and that will bring you a career in movies. It'll bring you, and those of you who do know, I can't say the most strongest person I ever really met was Vicky Carr. And I actually comes from Laramie, Wyoming, and my mom and us knew her before she became real famous. But I can say with energy-wise, like Patty, is there something that you could tell Woody that might help or something that magically would enhance getting known more in popularity?
Yeah, there's a million and 7,000 things. But one thing I see that you what would really be good for you is a clarity spell, a really figuring out exactly your strong suits, exactly, and see what's getting in your way and letting go of it. I mean, there's I could give you herbs and oils and things for creativity and things for music, like do a candle burning, like Jethro, I said, you know, draw some sigils in it, draw what that looks like, draw some initials to things of what you're doing, really create that picture of what you're doing. But I see that you get a little cloudy, a little fuzzy sometimes, so your energy gets dispersed out and it gets lost a little bit. And when you're clear, you're brilliant. You have this clarity in this thing. So what I would suggest is doing a little two-part ritual. I always like two-part. Where the first one, again, create your sacred space, however you want to do it. Like this is what you chant or drum or light some incense, do something. And then first think on it for a few moments. Maybe stare at a candle and figure out or do a dressing of a candle. And like, what is getting in my way? What is getting in my blocks? What do I allow to this career, the focus I want to put in it, to get in my way of that? Is it worry about this? Is it, you know, I get sidetracked, I procrastinate, I don't trust myself? Look at everything that you think could possibly get in your way or sometimes gets in your way. Write it down, and then burn it. Burn it with a nice little chant. Come up with it. Burn it with some nice get rid of it music if you want to do. And then when you've made that space, now you've got the big room for it. Put everything you want. What does that career look like? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? Again, write that down. Again, write the numbers down. Write where you are on the Billboard charts. Write what kind of album and music sales you're having. Write the kind of royalties you're getting for if you sell your songs to somebody else. Whatever it is you do, really start seeing that. See what it looks like. See what it tastes like and feels like, and create this whole space for it. On that, you can burn it, or what I would more suggest too is fold it all up. Seal it in some wax, or put some nice sacred oil on it, and then put it on your altar space. Set it under a candle and burn it regularly. Burn it on moon cycles. Remember what you're doing. Taste it. Feel it. Can you see that energy that I'm putting into that? That's that clarity you need to put there. That's that clarity you put it in. You will climb mountains.
Okay. I love that. Definitely. And we, you know, Woody, we just had a person do this. Do us a favor. You know, when I know once in a while you get to talk to us and you get busy, but do this. Let us know. Get back with us. The guides are also telling me with you frankincense. They keep telling me frankincense. Now, frankincense is a sacred space, but I'm feeling it very magically would be very good for you. I know of individuals who do everything from incense to a little oil, and I agree with Patty, that putting that in, that focus. Get back with us. Let us know. You know, we're here for you. I had a friend tease me the other day. They go, Jethro, you gave me a remedy. It cost me $3.95. And I laughed and I said, you know, I got to tell you, you're step up to play, girl, because I said I've had stuff that's been really out of the world. I remember one time I was doing it. Try these things we're talking about. Get back with us, Woody. I do see you being famous. I always have. I see you're a good person. I know you're working on your music, and I know your kids love you, your family. I feel this with it. That's why I play your song. I was bummed that they've got the one. We're going to get the other song that you guys did for me. Somewhere they're going to find it with Blog Talk because they know I'm after them. But what I feel with it is, Woody, a really good blessing. And I got to let you go. All these people just came in.
Okay.
I hope we helped.
Thank you.
We love you. Thank you for coming in. Don't you forget us. And go to psychicsgunwall.com for you guys to put in for the prizes. We'll be giving away a prize here in a little bit. We just had Patty Surge, her friend, just found her, and the phone's filled again. So we're going to pick up the phones. I've got to read this email. Patty, it turns me red. This is from a friend of mine over here in Kansas City in Florida. He writes, he goes, Jethro, I got to tell you, he said, I saw Patty's picture on Facebook, and if it's true that she was with Burt Reynolds or that she worked with Burt Reynolds, I don't know how Lonnie Anderson ever got known. Patty is beautiful. I cannot believe this, and I know what he's talking about. You said you got the most likes. There's a picture of you guys get a chance, Patty, and you know, it's called a throwback picture or something, but it's, you know, Patty's a very beautiful woman. Was this taken when you were doing the movies, or was this taken? They said you were doing Tarzan and Jane.
My Throwback Thursdays. That was in my, that probably was in the middle late 80s when I was like a lava girl on Fantasy Island. I actually was Lonnie Anderson's stand-in for a Diet Coke commercial with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He actually picked me up in one hand. It was odd. but yeah, those were in my early career when I didn't talk as much, but I wore less clothes.
It was a surprise. I had a couple of other individuals that now she said it's like these people going through the work, and I told them, when I said, well, you know, you guys got to read this because we put this on Facebook. I mean, I met Patty honestly through this. I called her, went through, and we were friends on Facebook. I just called and I said, I really need a psychic, and the guy said, here. I called Patty. She's like, I said, can I get you to do my show? She's like, sure. I go, in like 8 minutes, and she's like, well, yeah, and we did, and I got to hear her dog. I laughed. We had the fun. The computer went crazy. We and you talked for the whole hour. We had a lot of people listening, and it just was there. And then I went back and looked, and I'm like, Patty Negri was with Chevy Chase. Patty Negri was with Burt Reynolds. I'm like, she's just really cool. And those of you who know, the first show, Patty, all of her stuff came up on there later. I never had seen Patty. All I had heard when I went on and caught her on Facebook, looked it up, I grabbed a picture, and there's a picture of her with this really beautiful picture of her with her pet. And I'm like, this lady's really cool. And then I found out, you know, I mean, like this with the history. So those of you who are tuning in, they're just like, what a wild psychic. It's like, yeah, but also, you know, Patty, and that's what I love. Patty, you're a very different person. I mean, I was impressed. I was a little nervous going out there. Even I'm psychic, and we'd work together. We went out there for the Federation. Patty welcomed us, her husband Carrie, very phenomenal person, you know, and those of us know, we jocked, we went to the house, we had a little glass of wine, we sat and visited, we got to see. Patty has, like, she lives exactly what she's saying. She has, like, her own magic place in the backyard where she does her studio work. She has all of her floor sticks. She goes and does her theatrical. I've seen some little videos now and watched more. I'm like, Patty has this whole history, but you're still Patty. You don't put on the airs. I think that just says a lot for you, you know?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm just me. I know I'm just me. And again, and most people in Hollywood that I know are just really great people. Burt Reynolds was a really great guy. Ricardo Montalban was a really, they're just real people. I think it's some of the partway there people that get the weird heads and the big attitudes and that sense of entitlement. And that's just such a turnoff. That just, I couldn't do that if I tried.
See, and I think that's what makes you, it's why we all love you. And I, you know, I got to tell you guys now, and I got, you know, those of you who know, Patty's also the head of the American Federation, Certified Psychics and Light Workers. This is a very big responsibility. This is where she keeps track of, does all the work with, helps with the Psychic Medium magazine. She puts out articles. She works very hard. I think that, you know, sometimes I've had you guys tease me about, you know, what's happening, what's going on. It's like when you ask me on Patty, if you've ever noticed, it takes a little bit because I have to go, and I do cheat. I'm a psychic. But I look on Facebook, it's like, Patty's over here. She's helping over here. She went to, you know, she was out, and she went to a hotel recently, and I was impressed. Now, I did read up on the star, and you did have a star. He was in the closet, I would say, in our day and time now. But you hit that. Patty was right on with it. And I didn't know. I had to look up the name, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm like, you know, the little Gotham columns. I'm like Rona Barrett, and I'm like, what is Patty doing this week? So I'm over here looking, and it's just, it makes it fun. Patty's our psychic star who's magically, you know, bringing us this fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah, that was Montgomery Cliff for that German TV show, which should have, I don't have a copy yet, but it should have just aired because it was their Oscar special. And we've got the Oscars this week. Woo-hoo. Hollywood's a mess, by the way. Half the streets are closed off because they're already closed off for the Oscars, but it's fabulous.
I love that. You're saving Hollywood. That's something that we need you guys that are tuning in to check on. Patty is saving the old Hollywood. There's places trying to take them down, do stuff and work. And Patty's an advocate of keeping the original Hollywood, which I think is really good. We love all of you guys tuning in. 317, you've been patient while we talked about us. Let's talk about you. How are you, 317?
I'm great. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me? It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. I'm
depleted, given out too much, and I know Mercury is in retrograde, but I am just waiting for all these things that I have worked so hard on, and it's just giving, and I'm just hoping things are going to turn around. I know they will, but I just need to see a little light. What is going on, aside from Mercury being in retrograde?
And that's going away. Finally, it has been a rough one. Oy, 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 oy. Well, Jennifer,
this
I'm going to
all
let,
these
I'm gonna...
people I believe in, and I believe in them, and I'm giving them all these golden shores, and I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, you are depleted. You are allowing yourself to be a little bit depleted. You're allowing being taken advantage of is too strong of a word, but you're not taking care of yourself first.
I agree.
Keep saying you're going to, but you're not.
And I love you, Michelle. You're so hyper. You're so good. And you always are doing the energy. But it's like the guys are telling us that me and you are on some kind of the same karma together. Because I just told the class tonight, I was like, oh, I got to tell you guys, I feel the same way you do. It just feels so defeating. It does.
It is. You know, when you just give, you just want people to be happy. And it's questioned. And you're just like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know if there's something working against me. And I'm not just to say that. I know that pisses you off, Patty.
Nobody's working against you. Nothing's working against you except you on a small occasion. Okay, like the airline stewardess said or flight attendant, put the oxygen mask on yourself before you help others. Just
I
like
know,
when you get
I know, but as soon as they get that wave, I don't know, do you feel that, Jethro, you get that wave and and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, I just, you know, pick a few on the way. It's just a little bit, you know, and if they can just make it happen, it's just going to generate more great things. And then before you know
it,
you're like,
is it working?
No, it's not. I know
with me that it's me and the timing. It's me saying no with it because what happens is I get depleted. I have to really make sure that I'm doing the energies. But I do see what you're saying, and I do have ones that I do, and it seems to spread the wealth for me when I do some here, and then I do this part and that's it, and then I have them come. But I feel what's happening. You're like me. We want that success. We want to see that. We want to see and we want to feel that with them. And it feels like it. We go that extra step where we're probably like, he says we're the ones doing it because we both get hyped and we want to save the world. We're out there doing our great work, and then it hits us. You know,
yeah.
I feel that. And it's a
and
hard
it's
time.
And it's not about ego, right? Justin, it's not
no.
about ego.
No.
You generally are just, you really, I don't even want to be the star of the show. I want to be a part of whatever it is, just a part, and whoever the star is, just to be there to be a part, not feel it.
But see, you do have to be the star of your show, not of the show, because you care. And I'm the same as you guys. I want to save the world. I want to help everybody. That's my whole goal. But you are in such a delicate place, Michelle. You have to take care of yourself first to help anybody. And this, guess what? Then you will help them better. Then you will help all the other people. All the hard work you do will actually have better effect. So you have to honor yourself a little bit more. And you're trying, but you always fall back because it's a little bit of self-worth issues. It's a little bit of deserving issues.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do another spell. Okay, Jethro, we're gonna have to do a spell, a magic spell.
Okay. We'll do a big old
spell.
You're going to get through this. This is a big, big growing experience. You asked for big things of the universe. I call it grad school. Nobody said you're not taking the slow, easy path. You're taking the hard, lots of homework path. So you'll get big results, but it's you know, you're studying for those final exams and it's hard. But you're doing really good.
Jethro, ask your angels. Are the exams almost over? I'm almost passed. I know I took accelerated course.
Yeah, they're telling me that you are, and you're working at a level. And I love how Patty worded. That was a very good terminology because they're showing me that it's going into April with it. And you've been through. I mean, I've been with you. I can sympathize. I've been there, and it seems like it is there. It's just you're such a good person, and I see so much light coming. They also are saying that. They said that it's done, and I love it because by taking the accelerated, you've got these other mass blessings doing it, and they're saying yes. They're showing me that it's there with it. We love you. You know, you're always our best.
Thank you.
You call us friends.
Thank you, guys, and I'll send you love and light, Jethro. We're going to get through this. I mean, you're better than I am.
I'm feeling like hamburger too, girl. I'm ready to get the taco friends over here. We got lettuce and tomato tonight. We're like, I'm just like, they've been beating me like chop chop.
You gotta be laughing. But hey, Patty. Patty's body looks the same. She just covers it up.
That's
like 5 years ago.
See, this is when you listen to the girls. We find out the real truth. See, these girls, they go to the same bathroom, same swimming, guys.
Yeah. So we're gonna do your magic, Patty, because you're amazing. Love you guys.
We love you, Michelle.
You're amazing.
We are going wild, and it's wild here with all of you guys. We've got another surge of more people calling in. That was our friend Michelle. Let's all put a light positive to her. She's working so hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes people do. They grab us like a sippy cup. We're the real thing. They sip on us, and then they don't even chew the ice cubes later. That frustrates me. 336, how are you? Would you like to get wild on Psychics Gone Wild with Patty and Jethro? 336.
Is that me?
It's you, and the button kept going crazy. Do you have a way of doing it? Because it kept going off and on while we were, you've been doing like for 10 minutes. I don't know if you, are you nervous? Are you ready?
Wait a minute. Is that me?
It's you.
Yeah.
Jethro, Patty. Say that if that's me.
It's you.
Jethro, Patty.
Jethro, Patty.
Holy shit. I can't even believe that I got into you guys. I mean, you just kind of like sit here and listen to everybody. I've been doing so much work over the weekends and just kind of like listening to you guys on speaker because I have to do work and I never get into you guys, and I can't even believe that I got in.
You did tonight. It kept turning on. It was doing its own thing. It scared me. I thought a couple times you've been on for about...
What did you just ask me, Jethro? What was I doing over the last 10 minutes? What did you just say?
Yeah, because your energy is going so much. They're like, you need to get in. It was like numbers were moving, things were happening. You climbed the chart like you were a girl looking after, you know, herself. It was just, you came right up the top, and I'm like...
I am looking after myself. That's so weird that you just said that. I'm so glad that I got into you guys. That is so bizarre. Sorry that I just sounded so crazy, but I couldn't even believe that I just got in. That's why I'm like, repeat me, please. Jethro, Patty. My name's Jennifer, and it's Jethro. I've talked to you once before. Patty, maybe you, but I can't remember because I don't do this a lot. But I feel very honored that you guys accepted my call tonight. So where to start? Should I talk first or you?
We're listening to you. We're picking up energy from you, Jennifer, and I thank you for calling in. You made my night tonight. You probably were prayed for by it. Out of 38 callers, you climbed it, like I said, and I think you also were a blessing in what Michelle was just talking earlier. You know, this is what makes it worthwhile, and here Michelle gave us a blessing, what she was just saying, because you're letting me and Patty know the value. I don't remember you, and I apologize because I read so many people, but I
No,
feel
it's
you
okay.
Felt-
don't feel anything about that. When you did help me, and the one time that I called, like maybe a year and a half ago, it was so awesome. And I think that Patty did the same thing too. I just can't remember because I think it was a guest spot on a different thing, but this is not something that I do often. And I'm a Christian for other callers that are out there, so don't be afraid to call in about this stuff because life is just life and we're all connected in the same way no matter what. And when we need help, we need help. And I'm not sad. I'm just happy that I made it through to you guys because when people need to connect, you need to connect. And I'm so glad that you guys just picked up the phone on us tonight. What?
You're beautiful. Your energy is just beautiful.
And you've been through a fight. They're telling me there's some other energy here with this. I keep seeing that.
I've been punching through it like Ali. And I'm going through it, and I'm okay with it, like, because I'm up for any kind of fight, and I'm getting through it. It's just, don't let my voice fool you. I mean, I'm not sad. I just can't believe that I got through it. Kind of caught me off guard. I was doing something different, thinking that I was just going to listen, you know, to what was going on with everybody else, so it just kind of caught me off guard. So, if I could just grab a hold of myself for a second and get my thoughts together, that would be great because you guys mean a lot to me, and I would like to be able to grab whatever I can from this experience. Thanks,
John. Stay good. You stay. Yeah, thank you, and stay with the energy they've got, because there is some really good things happening. I do feel that you've had a little bit of territorial thing going on for you, and I'm glad you've been fighting through it. It was ironic. We know Patty's got. I love Patty's sense of humor, because it's like, as attractive women, you guys have got an energy you have to deal with. As a reader through the years, I feel that you're also dealing with some individuals or some things that are going on that aren't real pleasant, and that's what you're fighting through. And what I'm really proud of you is you've got this armor on. The guides are showing me happening, but I keep feeling that part of it isn't just because of your beauty and as a woman. I feel like it's some really little awkward stuff that's going on, and the guides are showing me that you're growing better in spite of them. I keep hearing that you're going to do successful elsewhere. It's like you've learned a very good balancing act of something here, that these people really don't have a say with you or something, where I feel like that you before in time you had grown, because they're showing me people talking and weird stuff going on with you where they're trying to, like, it's a karmic word, and they're trying to get in, they're trying to get things from you, and you've had to learn to stick up for Jennifer.
I
keep feeling like I'm not trying to be rude against my own sex, but you've dealt with some real people that should have been traded in for another card. I mean, they're just not nice. I'm trying to, you know, it's like...
Well, it's hard when you call those people family, but, you know, love is just love, so you can't fight that. I guess my biggest question for you guys, and I think I did this with Patty the last time. I didn't, sorry, Jethro, do it with you, because the last time I think that I talked to you, I was in a little bit more of a hectic state. But I did kind of write some things down, and while you guys were talking to other people, and I've been doing that over the weekends while I've been listening, my biggest question is, and I feel like I already have the guidance on it, I just want to get a little bit more feedback. When I'm going through a time, like, because I'm going through a huge breakthrough right now, and it's beautiful, but it's also lonely, just because it involves change. But when I'm feeling that I'm tuning in to all of the blessings and the spiritual gifts and even the human gifts and the other gifts that God has given to me, how do I stay in tune with that when life is so loud and the noise is coming in? I want so badly, and I don't know why, I feel such a sense of urgency to fulfill. Like, I don't have a question about boys or my husband or my children, or it really feels like a soul question that I just want to know how to stay in tune. It feels very urgent to me and real to me to stay in tune with what God has given me as blessings and gifts, and how I can spill them out, whether it's with my career or with the people that I love, and not fall into the noise when it gets so loud to get me off track of that. I've gone through a lot of things lately where, you know, I always have people that come to me with their problems and things like that, and I, you know, tend to people please, and that's, you know, still not an issue that takes me off track, but I'm at a point now where I'm ready to turn left, or maybe right, whatever it is. You know, instead of on everybody else's track, I really want to just go on to my track and feel like I'm following in the right footsteps before this physical time ends. And I know that sounds so dramatic, and I'm not trying to be that way, but that is my question. I just want to tune the noise out and listen to what it is that I'm supposed to do.
Okay. You need to get a little more. You're doing beautifully, and again, like we said with Michelle, you are doing breakthroughs. You're fast tracking things and going through so many shifts and changes. I think you need to breathe. You need to do some, whether it's yogic breathing or some slow, deep breathing, okay. and probably some sounds, some heka sounds, working into some form for things, and to quiet that noise that's in there. Like in church, you go amen. Yoga class, you say om. Do some sound work. I mean, I could send you some stuff. You could go to my website, and I think I did one of my blogs on hekas and sound, but getting some like just vowel sounds to give some form so you can quiet the thing. Plus, you need to get things out of yourself. What I think you hold, you've got so much going on, and you pull things into yourself. You need to literally get things out of yourself. Grab a, I always say this, grab a rock. It doesn't even have to be a fancy crystal. Get stuff out of you. Breathe it into the rock. Give it your worries. Give it your fears. Give it your joys. And use that breath. Use that pneuma, that life breath form. Put it into the rock. And then put the rock into a garden or onto your altar. It's that movement. Literally, if you're feeling that noise or you're feeling that pressure, go run your hands underwater. That water element, that's the flow. That's the emotion. Go literally just like, okay, God, help me here. I am letting this flow. It's getting it out of you. You like a little pressure cooker a little bit. And there's the whole universe is there to help you. God, the universe, the trees, you know, grab onto it. It sounds crazy, but be a tree hugger. Grab onto a tree. Take your shoes off. Get your toes into some dirt. Get a little visceral. Get a little... So I was talking about breath and movement and, you know, if you're feeling, need a little fire element.
Don't get
you
stuck
know.
On me, Patty.
No.
I tend to do that already, and people think I'm crazy, but,
No, because it's important for you, and it will really, really work for you. It does really work for you. Again, see yourself as like a spinning plate, and we have these four. We have our earth side. That's our grounded side. That's our safe side. We have our fire side. That's the passion. That's the movement. We have our water. That's the emotion. That's the flow. We have our air. That's our intelligence. That's our sense of organization. That's the big picture. This is how I go through life every day going, is my balance in? Am I balanced in? Am I too grounded? Am I so earthy I can't get any passion going? What can I do to bring some passion in? Am I too much emotion going but there's no logic behind it? How do I balance out this little spinning, wobbling plate?
You sound like my head on a 24-hour axis.
I know, and you got to get it out of your head. So that's what I'm saying. If it means grab on a rock for some grounding, you grab onto a rock or a tree. If you need some flow, you get into a bath, get into a shower, run your hands under water. If you need some air element, literally do that breathing. Take 5 deep, divine breaths. Pull it in, and then when you get that oxygen into your lungs, let it run it through your bloodstream, through everything, for clarity, for focus. You know, you need some fire, sit with a candle. Sit with a candle or do some Z sound, some heck of breath. Ooza, some buzz like a bee. You'll feel it deep in your spine and your lower chakra, and it'll file through. We have every tool. The universe, God has given us every tool in our little... I'm a tool girl. I like wands and this and oils and herbs, but we have everything we need in our little human body. You have this perfect, perfect temple right there. Just, you got to pull a little bit more in, and you got a little bit more out, a little bit more flow, a flow, 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 and awareness of what's around you. Does that make any sense?
Well, of course.
Okay, good. So you feel with the breath. See what that breath feels like. You know, and you feel a stuck spot. Breathe into that spot. Use color, use smells, use sounds. Everything is at your fingertips. You get it. You get too encapsulated.
Yeah, I think probably too. I haven't been handling, you know, maybe some of those feelings right, but I just thought, you know, I'm at the last point, at least at where I am at the stage in my life, that this is my last shot at the effort that I'm going to give into me. And maybe it's the first shot too, that I've really put all of that effort into it. And if it doesn't work, I feel okay with that because I've worked so hard at it, and I'm okay to take a different direction. So I'm at that space. If you guys could feel it and let me know if I'm, going on the right way with that, to give my energy into this last shot of what I am doing, or, you know, to be okay too, to go a different way. I'm still young. I'm, you know, just under 40, and I'm okay to change my mind and do something else. It's all a little bit scary. Life is a little bit scary, and that's where I am.
Scared. Go on, Jennifer.
I feel that energy, and I think it's an exciting thing. I feel that that's part of what the guys are saying, and I feel like that they're telling me that there's going to be some new enlightenment. You've asked, and the guys are doing it. We were just talking about the magic and the work of it. You've mentally got the magic where you're opening, you're asking them, and you're knowing that you want to keep the spiritual going. I do see you doing some other work. I would be, as a spiritual counselor, a teacher, I'd be working with you really strong about putting some other magic in there, having you do some more of the stones. They keep showing me watermelon agate with you and some stones there. They're going to open up and enhance the energy because you've done your crying. You've got yourself to go and, you know, and you've got everything happening. Now it's time to get that strength to go into what you want. And they're telling me that with a little bit of time or energy, you would also be strengthening that out. Jennifer, I love you dearly. They're pushing us. We got people behind you going, it's our turn. So we love you. We got to, I hope we helped you. Thank you for calling. We love you.
Okay. Night.
Good night. We are Psychics Gone Wild, and those of you tuning in, we are playing with the phones, and they're playing with us back. And Jennifer, we love you. We're going on to our next caller, Patty. I heard her. They let our Patty go.
I know, and I'm back. I just came back.
It's that energy. I'm so high in there. 949. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. 949.
Hi. Hi. Yes, I wanted to see if spirit guides give you a message in regards to my finances here in the next couple of months. Do you see it getting better?
And your name?
My name is Selena.
Selena?
Yes.
I welcome you, Selena. This is Jethro. And you said about your finances, I'm picking up the energy. I'll let Patty get the cards and I'll start to go here. They're telling me that it is going to get there, but I feel like there's some things that you're like unearthing it. They're showing me that not everything's been exposed to you yet that's coming. I feel that we've just had a couple of people really stressed, and I feel like you are handling something here that's also exploding thing that's going to happen is that it's coming out of energies that are there with the financing. The money is, but they said that it's not. I don't feel it's going to come in the conventional way you're expecting. I feel like that where you're at or what's going on work-wise or other places is seeming to leaving you a little dead. I feel like you're disgusted is what I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm just at a point where, you know, I'm content with my work. I love what I do. It's just that, you know, it would be a little bit of a relief if I had better financing. And, I'm waiting for a opportunity in regards to a situation from an old job that I have a case on. And hopefully I win that, and that's going to help financially.
Patty, are you help her here? You're probably getting a little more. I can feel the energy. Can you hear us, Patty?
I'm hearing at least every third word, but I think I'm getting the gist of it. Yeah, I do get something with numbers coming through. So with that, whether that's the case from your old work, I'm seeing something with numbers. I am seeing a little bit of conflict with that. Not with that, though, but a conflict within you. So there's something that you need to figure out. Sorry, I'm really not here. You've got some conflict going in within yourself, right? That has not necessarily to do with money, but it's affecting that whole money reality that you have. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I have a lot of stuff on my plate. I work with special needs, and then on top of that, I'm going to school trying to get my master's degree. And then I do have a ex-husband who causes conflict and legalities with our young son that I'm trying to move forward and settle and go through. And I just feel maybe a little bit overwhelmed.
Yeah. So it seems to be the what I'm getting theme for tonight. It's really finding that time for yourself, making that. You'll never find it. You have to make that time for yourself, even if it's like 3 minutes before you get going with your day, before you start your day, or before you walk into work, or before you walk into whatever negotiations you have for school or for work, for this or that. I'm getting that it gets a little bit, that overwhelm causes it to be a little lost along the way. So it puts you in a sense of lack or place of lack. And that lack is what continues in all these different spaces.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Even in your work, even in your school, even with the kids, even.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I know what you mean exactly. I feel like I need that. To the previous caller, and I kind of felt like it was a message also toward me.
I love that.
That's how it works. But
yeah.
I see what's coming. I actually see. I see a breakthrough. The word I'm hearing is breakthrough, and both in that inner joy. That's why I said it's that taking time for yourself, as is the theme of the night. That inner joy and satisfaction and coming through is going to switch everything around.
Oh, that yeah, that will be wonderful. I feel good in comparison from last year. I feel like change is coming. It's just the transitioning of. You know, my finances, you know, I kind of was curious if that was coming soon. So, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Selena.
Yeah.
We love you.
Again, I see nice shift. From the inside out.
And those of you tuning in, if you want to do some magic, we've been doing it all night, remember to put a little bit of aromatherapy of lavenders, geranium. One thing that's really good for your body and your chemistry is lilac. I had someone tease me, they go, lilac smells like grandma's house. Well, you know what? Maybe sometimes grandma's house was good for you. You remember when you used to go in and you smelled the apple pie and the warm energy and the warm and the cinnamon rolls? Patty was just telling us here that cinnamon rolls and cinnamon's for love. So maybe that was that unconditional energy. I had a friend tell me that they were just having an odd feeling. They needed some time, so they sat down, bought some candles, and just sat down and did a feeling of back with their home. And emotionally, I started smelling things. My grandmother loved to bake. Those of you know, I live from the Rocky Mountains in Wyoming. Well, this time of the year is like 15 and 20 below. So my grandmother would bake, and we had actually more than a couple freezers, and one of the freezers would have all these cakes. And my favorite thing was to be able to go in my grandmother's house and have all these different smells. I had a friend tell me once, they said, "Your grandma's hooked on sugar." I said, "No, my grandma's hooked on staying warm." My grandfather was a 6'1" man or 260 pounds, and it was solid. He was very solid. But he also said the same thing. He goes, "I think your grandma also likes to eat." So those of you doing that, take that time. Do a little bit of nutrient for yourself this week. This is after Mercury. We've had 4 callers here talking about it. Take that and do it. I had a friend tell me, "Jethro, it's just too much." I said, "Okay. Financially, go into the dollar store, walk around, find something that really feels good. Open those lids, smell them. No one's going to spank you. No one's going to say, 'Get out of here. What are you doing smelling our candles?' They want you to buy them. Take that extra time. Find something in there that feels real good. Take it home. No, don't take a shower. Take the extra time. Do a really nice bath. Okay, you're really stressed financially. You've got a little bit of dish soap. Don't tell me you don't have dish soap. It's scary. You put a little bit of dish soap in there so it smells a little flowery. You've got the things in there. Take the bubble bath. Take that extra time. Relax. Do some breathing. Patty was just talking here. I call it toning. You call it
Heka work. Heka sound. Pneuma. Yeah.
Right. Heka pneuma. Do those energies. I had a friend tell me, they said, "We listened to you and Patty," and I sat down and I just was doing different vibrations in my body, and I got so happy I started to laugh, and then I cried, and then I laughed. She goes, "I thought I was having a breakdown." She goes, "And I realized it was. I let go of a lot of stress." She said, "I went in the next day and told the lady at work, 'Knock it off. You're making me stressed out.'" And they laughed. The woman told her, she goes, "I didn't realize it." So the advice we're giving you guys is go ahead, take that time, do a little bit of it, and then I want you to do something really special. I want you to find that favorite song of yours. If you have to go back and get it out of CD, if you're really older and have to go back and grab it out of an 8-track, I don't care if you have to grab Pebbles and Bam Bam and make them sing it to you from the neighbors. Take that music, get a little bit of that music that you like, that makes you feel good, the thing that makes your kids want to leave the house when you play it. Set it down, play that music for a little while, and feel that value of you. And then, you know, then do the energy. We're going to talk to a lot of you guys on magic. We're here. We're going wild, and we've got more of you. We're going to give it to you. Here's our Skype person. Can you hear us? You can get in real quick. I got to warn you. Are you? Can you hear us, Skype? Okay. I don't know what happened, but the Skype caller can't get in. So 561, are you ready to have some fun?
Yes, I am. Hi. How are you doing?
Really good. You got to be one of the last ones in that slid in on home plate. Did you think it would happen? I have got to tell you,
nope.
The phones have went off the wall. Do you know Mercury, or have you made friends with a Gemini?
Well, I'm busy. Started a job a month ago, and I'm going nuts with these people. I feel like I'm being harassed and pushed out. I just want some verification about this, and if you see a new job coming up.
Your name?
Lena.
And to get permission from the guides, I do see something coming up, but they're telling me it's a little distant. And I got to tell you, I keep seeing an elephant with you. It's a positive gesture because I see it with the trunk coming up. They're telling me that this was meant to happen. You said the job, you're like in transition looking for a job, correct?
Yeah, and the people where I'm working, I feel like they're harassing me to get out. Or do you think that's my imagination?
No, I think you're on it. I mean, I'm seeing this elephant. It doesn't look like he's smiling. It's a good gesture with his things are up, but they're telling me that Ganesh, the work is working to clear this out with you. What I'm feeling that. Aren't you feeling it, Patty? I feel like that
yeah.
She's got to get out of there, but it's all in time.
Yeah, it's all in time, and don't let them affect. It's not about you. They've got whatever they've got. I see swords, like not in the good sense of swords. You've been put around you for whatever reason, and there's something and. There's something you need to let go of within it. And again, you can't take it personally. You're on your way out. Just make it happen. But don't let them affect you or it affect you. Keep strong because there's a reason. Just you may not see it.
When do you see me getting out?
I see a woman helping you. Is there a woman that you know or you've recently been getting to know?
Not there. I don't talk to anybody.
No, not there. Not there. I'm not nothing to do with at your old workplace or your current workplace. Or maybe you haven't met her yet, but I see you meeting a woman, or maybe it's while you're on a job interview or something, and she's really going to help you, and she's going to, again, see better who you are, where these people you just went in on like a bad ray or something, and it wasn't about you, it was about them, and it would be about whoever was in your job. But this is all about shift for you. I'm getting from Spirit that this is all about really you claiming your own power and really, really claiming shift and creating, again, creating your own reality. That sounds weird. It's like forcing you that it's so much trying to make you a victim that you absolutely refuse to become a victim. Does that make sense? I know I'm talking really weird tonight. It's the thunder.
New job coming.
Oh, when? I don't know. Jethro, are you seeing when?
They're just telling me that there's got to do this. And there's also a reason that they're holding with energy, but I do see that it's not that far. I think you're not that far down the road with it. I also, like we were talking about, manifest it. See it, know it, believe it. Get out the left side that's putting all the reasons. Any positive work that will help you, that will benefit you to get you in a positive state of mind. So that way you're not jumping from the frying pan to the fire, but you're doing that work. And then make sure you see it, you know it, and start seeing yourself already headed to another place. Because these people are just sucking you dry. They're not only negative, but they're bringing in this kooky, and they're getting some kind of force off of you feeling miserable. I really worry about them. You know, I feel like they're like related to Hansel and Gretel, and there's nobody throwing them in the oven. They're just really making me kooky. And they're like telling me that these guys are just really odd individuals with you. So make sure that you are getting that in. But that's what we're getting. I hope we helped you. I apologize, but the phones are going crazy on your end. Definitely get a hold of us, and hopefully on a night when after Mercury and the thing, and we can get it, because it's given us like, on this end, it's like cutting out a lot.
I mean, what?
So we got going.
Yeah,
there. Yeah, we just apologize to you guys. This has been Psychics Gone Wild. We've got it setting. It's going out of the world. I do want to thank any of you guys. Remember when you're out there, you know, this is the time of the year to watch. Be careful of bikers. I've got to tell you guys, this is something that's not only in where I'm living, but I've seen this. You know, we are working together. And if you are a biker, know that that vehicle sometimes cannot see you all the time. We've had a lot of people hurt lately, and it's that time of the year where now people are going to start getting out. They want to be there. You know, let's be cautious of each other. You know, if you see someone with a bicycle or a bike, give them a little of the space, but at the same time, if you're the bike, give that car. You've got to drive cautiously. I mean, I've had a lot of people tell us some very sad stories here in Florida where I live and other occasions because, you know, it's just a scary thought. You need to be safe when you're doing it. It's just like when you're driving. You got to be safe. Patty, would you like to tell anybody anything great for the last few minutes before we shut her down?
No, just claim your magic. Make your magic. We can't always control everything that happens to us, but we can completely control how we react to it. And how we react to everything causes a complete change in everything. So I know there's some tough stuff going on and tough money stuff and tough relationship. There's so much shift going on. The veil is lifting. But again, keep positive. As crazy as that sounds, even if you don't believe it, if you say it enough, it becomes true. So find your magic because it's there. It's there right inside of you. That's all.
I love it. That's a very good thing. And you guys remember, we'll be back and Mercury will be headed right, so it'll be a lot more better. We love all of you. I know a lot of you guys got bumped. Never get upset. Just get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com or pattynegri.com, jethrosmith.net, and we'll help you with it. That's the fun thing about this thing is we're here to help. Sometimes it is, you know, the phones are the phones. We will see you next Friday. And don't forget, you know, tip your waiters if you're out there. I love you.